The Guelph Storm shutdown line proved it can bring a little offense to the table when it's needed on Tuesday night. With the Storm having the last change at the Sleeman Center in Game 3 against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, the hard-checking trio of Braden Guy, Ben McFarlane and Cooper Walker were given the task of shutting down the Sioux's dynamic offensive duo of Ty Carty and Rory Kerins. Mission accomplished, with the visitors' top line accounting for just one goal, a Carty power play tally, as the Storm got right back in the series with a 6-3 victory. They trail 2-1 with Game 4 set for Thursday night in Guelph. But the checking line also came through on the score sheet, with McFarlane scoring twice and Guy once in the win. Guy also had 2 assists. They're playing against their top guys, and if they can get us 1 or 2, that's a big plus for us, said Storm coach George Burnett. I'm more concerned that they're not giving up any, and that was our hope tonight. McFarlane said the trio knew that we had a job to do coming into the game, and I thought our line did our job. It was, well, playoff hockey. Exciting, intense, chippy, solid goaltending at both ends and a crowd of 2,547 that sounded like twice that. Play simple, try to get puck deep and try not to make any mistakes. That's usually their game, they capitalize on our mistakes, said McFarlane. It was also a thriller, as Guelph's final 2 goals came into the empty net, in what Burnett called a final few minutes of chaos, played mostly in the Guelph zone. The Storm also managed to do 2 things it hadn't done in the first 2 games, get off to a good start and get more shots on Sioux netminder Tucker Tynan. Guelph scored twice in the opening 2:27 of the first period and fired 36 shots at Tucker on the night. I thought we started well, we had more energy and more pace to our game tonight, said Burnett. The crowd was energized, it was exciting to have playoff hockey again. I'd still like to see a lot more traffic in front of their net and a lot more chances, but there was more tonight than in games 1 and 2. We knew we had to test this guy a bit more. We weren't giving him enough shots, added McFarlane. While not perfect, Burnett said the team found a way, complimenting goaltender Jacob Oster and the work of Matt Papais, a forward who filled in on the blue line. Guelph led 3-1 after 1 period and 4-2 after 2. Jake Carabella, Valentin Zugin, on the power play, and Danny Zhilkin had Guelph's other goals. Oster made 36 saves and played very well. The Storm also played without veteran defenseman Daniil Sheikha, who missed the game due to illness. Luca Profaka also missed most of the game's final 10 minutes after being hit in the mouth by a deflected shot. He did return for the last 2 minutes.